This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the very, very cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Evangelos Ekatomatis. I last spoke with him on he was last on the program on November 24th, 2012. Evangelos, do we have you?
Yes,
sir. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm very good. I was very worried about things that were going on in Greece in the past couple of days because it seemed like it was very tenuous. And, well, things were getting a little heated up over there, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Well, perhaps, first of all, you are the co-founder of the Golden Dawn in Greece. And previously, you published the National Socialist Review, but you've had, since then, you've had to stop publication of that?
Yes, actually, I was the manager of this journal, but after that, this effort stopped. And the reason was, let's say, the coming legal environment, which is becoming quite dangerous. So we forced to stop this publication.
Okay. And it was a magazine that kind of focused on historical events and particularly referring to the Third Reich. And you talked
about... Yes, it was a magazine that it was mainly studying the issue of National Socialist ideology and different historical topics around Second World War and the period of Third Reich.
Right. And you also talked about globalism and you are against multiculturalism.
Yes, of course.
Right. In fact, you actually published an article of mine.
Yes.
And thank you for doing that. So
and,
anyway,
I look forward, you know, to translate some parts of your great books and to publish in some other Greek magazines or maybe newspapers. I will see.
Sure. Well, that would be great. So tell us what happened in the last week, and give us an idea of what the environment in Greece is. Now, I was in Greece in 2007, and that was right before they, or was it 2005? 2005 or 2004. Mm-hmm. It was right before the games.
I think it was, yes, 2004 were the Olympic games, so 2004.
Right. I was there in 2004 because they were still building and getting ready, and I thought, how in heaven's name are they going to get this prepared in just a short period of time? And you managed to do it. But it's a beautiful country. I was just very, very happy to visit there, and sorry that things have taken such a drastic change. Just in a few, nine years.
Yes, the change took place. The first wave, let's say, were the massive immigration that started to come from Africa, Middle East, Far East, from Asia, and the second that brought different kind of problems, but mainly it was. The rapid growth of criminality, and the second was a dramatic change in demographics, and also the problem that the majority of these immigrants, illegal immigrants, are Muslims, and this is a different, culture. That creates additional problems. So the second was in 2009, where the Prime Minister of Greece invited the IMF to come in Greece. And so IMF, the central bank of European bank, and let's say the European community, this troika, these three parts, started to lend in the Greece with, I can say, big interests.
That is kind of interesting, because I know that they had to borrow a lot of money just to prepare for the games.
They did it very clever. Why? Because there is the Central European Bank that belongs, is a private bank, it belongs to Rothschilds. We have IMF, which is also a private institute, despite the fact that are participating different countries. And this one also belongs to Rothschilds. And they put it also in the game, and the governments of European Union. Of course, the leading government is the German government, because right now in European Union, Germany is the most, let's say, has a better economic financial condition than all the other countries. So Germany plays a key role in European Union, and all the let's say the programs of enslavement of Europe are coming through this government, which is an occupation government. It's not a free government in Germany.
Right.
So it is interesting how they did it, and within a period of 3 years. We had about 2 million Greek people lost their jobs. They continue, to throw out of the public section thousands of workers, and also the salaries and the pensions every 3 or 4 months are becoming lower and lower. And
you're saying that the jobs that people lost were like government jobs, public jobs?
Yes, public, and this also because you know less money in the market.
Sure. You know, okay, we do have to go to a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Yes, right.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Evangelos Akatomatis. He is living in Greece. And you were talking about the situation, the job situation over there, which is quite similar to the one here. But in your country, I think it's more obvious. The immigrants are more obvious because your country is smaller, and yet you have the same kinds of economic problems, but it's more apparent. And I think that you also have a media that talks about it. Is that true or not?
You know, the media here are the mainstream media are controlled. They are controlled by the system, so they promote, you know, the situation, and they are, let's say, pro-debt oriented. Imagine now that when we went inside, let's say, this Troika program of IMF, the total debt of Greece, it was 120% than the national growth product of Greece, and now is more than 200%. So the situation is becoming rapidly worse, and there is no future, no future way, you know, to all this debt to be paid. Of course, these people they want to destroy the infrastructure of Greece to make it look like a country of the African continent, and moreover, they are looking forward to get the minerals of Greece, which is a quite a rich country. So to get them for very little money.
Exactly, and that is essentially what they do in every single country. They either wage economic war or military war.
Yes, and it is quite interesting how they we went in this story, because they created false numbers that were not correct in order to put us in this situation. And at the same time, they said, because Greek banks had a problem after that, because the people couldn't afford to pay on a regular basis the loans that had got, you know, from the banks. And the government bailed out the bankers. And covered,
exactly what is going on here. And of course, it's the same bankers, the same cabal of criminals, right?
Yes, exactly the same. And what happened? The debt of the bankers became the debt of the state. That means the people actually have to pay all this. So the taxes started to become too much. They put it. Extra taxes to everyone that has a piece of property. Now the people don't have money, you know, to pay these taxes, and the government is taking the houses of the people. At the same time, of course, and the bankers are taking the money of the houses, the properties of the people. Of course, there was a law in Greece that the bank didn't have the right, you know, to take your first house. That means the house that you are living didn't have the right, the bank, you know, to take it. But now, after the beginning of the new year, the law is going to change. And we start to take, and also the only houses that you are living in.
Oh, so, my goodness!
Yes, the unemployment now is officially is close to 28%, but the reality is around 40%.
And my goodness!
People, you know, living in terrible situation. And in charity, and all this, you know, brought a bigger popularity to the Golden Dawn political party. Why? Because it is the only political party that makes solidarity events and is delivering free food to the people on a permanent basis. So it became, quite popular. And because of the reason, that he's distributing these foods only to Greek people, the system had tried, to block this charity events because said, oh, this is a racist, policy. It didn't succeed so far, but after, I believe, when they will vote as soon as the new law, it will not be able, anymore to do it only for Greeks.
Well, this is just amazing, and so many similarities between Greece and the United States. But we don't have the unification here in this country because there's so much diversity. And
yes. I believe what is holding the Greek society is because there is a good tradition in Greece and solidarity. And so what is happening when the children, are losing their job, they are going and they live with a grandmother and with a grandfather and with a small pension. They are trying, to cover all, the expenses. Or all the members of a family that try, one help the other one. And also, in neighborhoods, they try to bring food to somewhere that has no food. So this also helped a lot of the Greek people. And also the Greek church is helping a lot. Of course, the Greek church also is helping the immigrants. But from a religious point of view, is all right, this.
Yes, of course. And the immigrants, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the immigrants, although they probably are a social burden, a financial burden on the country, is that correct?
The immigrants, they just increase, the problem.
Right.
With the immigrants, is the demographic, problem, which is, from my point of view, is the number one, because the economic problem, you may solve it, but the demographic problem, if it is too deep, it is hard, to be solved. And, since the beginning of this crisis, more than 150,000 young Greek people, the best educated people.
I'm sorry, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Evangelos Ekatomatis, and he is living in Greece. He is the co-founder of The Golden Dawn and also published a wonderful magazine that talked about Third Reich, National Socialism, Nationalism, Traditionalism, White Racial Conscience and Identity, Anti-Zionism, Anti-Usury, anti-multiculturalism, all those kinds of things that listeners to this program are interested in. Do you have any gun laws in Greece?
In Greece, it's not like in USA. You cannot have a gun. You need, if you want to have a gun, is only a hunting gun, that you need a special permission. Otherwise, you need to make a special application if you want to get, a pistol. But you have to prove that your life is in danger. So not many people have guns.
That is unfortunate. Now there have been, and I've seen videos because you've sent them to me, Skyped them to me. I've seen videos of members of Golden Dawn being shot down on the street, shot down in cold blood, murdered.
Yes. But before I go to this event, I wanted to tell you that on October there was a murder of, let's say, a leftist rapper that was supposed to, it was done this by a supporter of Golden Dawn. From what we know, there was an argument. This argument had to do with football. And after this fight, this guy was stabbed by a supporter of Golden Dawn. I think that this man was a provocateur, because in the past he was a member of a communist party. And he was from a very, very, you know, poor family. And that means, you know, this smells to me that, you know, these people easily, you know, can get money. And it is not so easy, you know, from a communist party to become a member, especially of Golden Dawn. And he was, okay, not officially a member, but he was a supporter, because he was taking place in some political activities of Golden Dawn, but just for a few months before this event. And
You have infiltrators into the Golden Dawn movement in order to marginalize it?
Probably, yes. And after that event, you know, all the media started, you know, for a period of time of 2 or 3 weeks, you know, saying that Golden Dawn has to be banned, that is, has criminal activities and so on. And it's quite interesting. One of the ministers of the government said in an interview that, you know, Golden Dawn can be, we can fight this phenomenon of Golden Dawn only by putting them in prison and giving them the label of criminal organization. And it's quite interesting, a few days, you know, after this statement, police raided the houses of six members of Golden Dawn that were members also of the parliament, arrested them, but this process was 100% illegal and anti-constitutional, because all the members of the parliament have immunity. Anyway, these six members of Golden Dawn, that was actually was let's say the top leadership of Golden Dawn. They kept them in custody, and the first three of them were released, and after that, you know, the Prime Minister made a phone call to the judges to not release and the other three. The judges probably they didn't find, you know, any event, any, you know, any, you know, evidence in order to keep them in jail. So we released the first three. And how we know this, you know, when the Prime Minister went in America, gave an interview and said that, you know, judges is operating in Greece. You saw, you know, the three first parliamentary members of Golden Dawn that were released. But this, at least in the beginning, I didn't, you know, phone call. So He actually said that after the release of the first three, he made a phone call in order to keep the rest of the three in prison. So this is what happened.
Right.
And there was almost 1 week before an application from the leader of Cold Dawn, who remains in custody. He made an application for a bail that it was rejected. Yesterday it was rejected. I'm quite interested, you know, to read why it was rejected, because so far police don't have find any, you know, evidence that was connected in any part, let's say, of that murder or any special, you know, criminal activity. But anyway, this is what came up. From my point of view, I'm sure that they are going to keep these three members, and for sure the leader of Golden Dawn, in prison until the Euro elections and local elections that are going to take place in May, in the coming new year. But I have to tell you that in the first November there was this that you saw in the video, this brutal murder of two members of Golden Dawn that were murdered actually on the spot. And also there was another one member that was heavily wounded and remains until now in critical condition in the hospital. And this was committed by a leftist terrorist, you know, organization. However, I do believe that this organization is somehow connected with secret services.
Right, the secret service. Yeah.
Why I say this? Because, you know, the offices of Golden Dawn were protected by the police, and that day in that specific offices, there was no police outside. But there was a police car that was making rounds around the block of the offices. So when this event took place, the police said we were in the back side of this block, of the block of the building. But there is a big number of witnesses that say that in front of this event, there were policemen, undercover policemen, that were watching the event, but they did nothing, you know. So I think this was an act to bring terror, you know, to the simple members of Golden Dawn, because they could, you know, to kill some a member of the leadership of Golden Dawn.
Right. Alrighty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Evangelist Ekatomatis, and he is a member and co-founder of the Golden Dawn. And some people are wondering how. Go ahead.
Yes, just to make a correction, I am one of the co-founders of Golden Dawn, but I'm not an active member of Golden Dawn.
Okay. How did they arrive at that name? It seems obvious to me. I mean, Golden Dawn, it's something new and different and something that's arising. Is that why you named it that? Is that why they named it that?
Yes, but somehow there is a confusion in some people or some people who have a big fantasy that is confusing the Golden Dawn, the political party of Greece with the Golden Dawn of that was established in England from Chamberlain and so on, but there's no connection, you know, because that organization represented a different kind of spirit.
Right. So
this esoteric, you know, organization of Golden Dawn that existed in England, you know.
Okay.
Or Aleister Crowley, I mean.
Now, there was a large group of protesters in Greece, in Athens, just recently, in the last couple of days. Could you tell us what happened? And
there was a gathering protest, and the protest concerning the illegal imprisonment of the three Golden Dawn members, parliamentary members, and it was very successful. Very many thousands of people went to the central square. Syntagma Square is the central square out of the Greek parliament. And also there was a program for a march to take place towards the Ministry of Justice, but police didn't give the license, you know, to take place this march. But at the same time, there were two other gatherings of Antifa and anti-racists. But the police gave the permission, you know, to these people to march around. Anyway, it is the system or the regime in Greece is doing everything in order to sabotage any political action of Golden Dawn. And the people is realizing that Golden Dawn is the only political party which is a real danger to the current corrupted system. And this is the reason that people are starting, you know, to turn in favor of Golden Dawn. So the whole of effort of the government to destroy this political party became a boomerang to them. And actually, Golden Dawn, from month to month, is becoming more popular, and more people are approaching Golden Dawn.
That's wonderful. Now, do you have an alliance? Does the Golden Dawn in Greece have an alliance with other nationalist parties in Europe?
You know, officially they don't have officially, and this is for many reasons. I mean, for historical and ideological reasons, but there are, now Golden Dawn became a model, let's say, political organization, nationalist political organization, for very many different political groups and parties all around Europe. And this is the reason that there were taking place all around Europe, even, you know, in Latin America, you know, solidarity events towards the Golden Dawn. You see, in Europe, let's say, there are some big political parties, like the Nationalist Party in Holland or in France. But these political parties are that they want to have a good relationship, and actually they want to have an alliance with Israel against the Islamification of Europe. But Golden Dawn, you know, is equally against Zionism and against the Islamification of Europe. And so there is no cooperation, not possible, you know, to cooperation to take place. And also in Hungary, that there is the Jobbik party, which is quite popular, and I can say is the most, let's say, close to the ideological platform of Golden Dawn. There's a big issue big difference because Yobik is their philotarchist political party, and they also have a very positive view towards Islam. So again, it's not possible, you know, to have a special relationship.
Sure.
So you see, Europe is very divided. However, there are some political parties like the Finnish nationalists or the British nationalists that also they have representatives in the European Parliament that they protested about the illegal arrests of the parliamentarians of Golden Dawn. That they are not so close, actually, ideological, but they had a very fair, you know, position towards Golden Dawn.
Now, do you feel that, of course, all the Muslims that are coming from the Middle East, and they're coming there because their countries have been destroyed. Just as Mexico was destroyed and it forced a lot of Mexicans to come into the United States.
No, it's very different. For example, in America, the Mexicans that just find a way, you know, to cross the borders. But in order to come in Greece, they need to, you know, to pass tens of thousands, you know, of miles. And that means they need money. And these people are very, very poor. They don't have money. And what is happening is the Saudis are sponsoring them through a network, which is actually a mafia network. And they say to them, in order to bring you in Greece, I need 4,000 or 5,000 US dollars. But when you come in Greece, you have to pay back, you know, they have to pay back these modern slavers with much more money. If, let's say, they spent for this trip 4,000, they have to pay 7,000. So it's very different.
Interesting. That's kind of like
The interesting thing is that because these people, okay, it is normal they want to find a better job and want to come in Greece, but the leftists who are supporting, you know, the coming, you know, illegal immigrants are not, you know, against this mafia that brings the illegal immigrants.
Let's talk about this when we come back from the top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. This is a very interesting conversation. I hope that we can continue this. Okay, back at six after the hour.